Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter 5, Narada's instructions on Srimad Bhagavatam, text number 36. Kurvana yatra karmani bhagavat shikshaya asakrit gunanti guna namani krishnasya anusmaranti kurvana yatra karmani Bhagavat Chikshaya Sukrit Gananti Gunanamani Krishnasyanusmaranticha Kurvana Yatta Karmani Sukrit Gananti Gunanamani Krishnasya nusmaranti cha kurvana yatra karmani bhagavat chikshaya sakrit gananti guna namani Krishnasya nusmaranti cha Gananti guna namani Krishnasya nusmaranti cha Purvana yatta karmani Bhagavat chikshaya sakrit Nanti guna namani Krishnasya nusmaranti cha Purvana yatta karmani Bhagavat chikshaya sakrit Nanti guna namani Krishnasya nusmaranti cha Translation. Or, Kurvana, while performing. Yatra, thereupon. Karmani, duties. Bhagavat, the personality of Godhead. Shikshaya, by the will of. Asakut, constantly. Gunanti, takes on guna qualities namani names krishnasya of krishna anusmaranti constantly remembers cha and translation while performing duties accordingly remembers him his names and his qualities
Expert devotee of either for this or the next life, he can constantly remember the Lord's name, fame, qualities, etc. The order of the Lord is distinctly there in the Bhagavad Gita. One should work only for the Lord in all spheres of life. In every sphere of life, the Lord should be situated as the proprietor. According to the Vedic rites, even in the worship of some demigods like Indra, Brahma, Sarasvati, and Ganesh, the system is that in all circumstances, the representation of Vishnu must be there as the Yajnasvara. It is recommended that a particular demigod be worshipped for a particular purpose. but still the presence of Vishnu is compulsory in order to make the function proper. Apart from such Vedic duties, even in our ordinary dealings, for example, in our household affairs, or in our business or profession, we must consider that the result of all activities must be given over to the Supreme Enjoyer, Lord Krishna. In the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord has declared himself to be the Supreme Enjoyer of everything, the Supreme Proprietor of every planet, and the Supreme Friend of all beings. No one else but Lord Sri Krishna can claim to be the proprietor of everything within his creation. A pure devotee remembers this constantly, and in doing so, he repeats the transcendental name, fame, and qualities of the Lord, which means that he is constantly in touch with the Lord. The Lord is identical with his name, fame, etc., and therefore to be associated with his name, fame, etc., constantly means actually to associate with the Lord. The major portion of our momentary income, not less than 50%, must be spent to carry out the order of Lord Krishna. Not only should we give the profit of our earnings to this cause, but we must also arrange to preach this cult of devotion to others, because that is also one of the orders of the Lord. The Lord definitely says that no one is more dear to him than one who is always engaged in the preaching work of the Lord's name and fame all over the world. The scientific discoveries of the material world can also be equally engaged in carrying out his order. He wants the message of Bhagavad Gita to be preached amongst his devotees. It may not be so done amongst those who have no credit of austerities, charity, education, etc. Therefore, the attempt must go on to convert unwilling men to become his devotees. Lord Chaitanya has taught a very simple method in this connection. He has taught the lesson for preaching the transcendental message through singing, dancing, and refreshment. As such, 50% of our income may be spent for this purpose. In this fallen age of quarrel and dissension, the service of the Lord, as it is taught by Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there is absolute certainty of converting this hell of a pandemonium to the transcendental abode of the Lord. No one will disagree to partake in a function where good singing, dancing, and refreshment are administered. Everyone will attend such a function, and everyone is sure to feel individually the transcendental presence of the Lord. This alone will help the attendant associate with the Lord and thereby purify himself in spiritual realization. The only condition for successful executing such spiritual activities is that they must be conducted under the guidance of a pure devotee who is completely free from all mundane desires, fruitive activities, and dry speculation about the nature of the Lord. No one has to discover the nature of the Lord. It is already spoken by the Lord himself in the Bhagavad Gita, especially, and in all other Vedic literatures generally. We have simply to accept them in toto and abide by the orders of the Lord. That will guide us to the path of perfection. One can remain in his own position. No one has to change his position, especially in this age of variegated difficulties. The only condition is that one must give up the habit of dry speculation aimed at becoming one with the Lord, receive the orders of the Lord in the Bhagavad Gita or Bhagavatam from the lips of a bona fide devotee whose qualification is mentioned above. That will make everything successful, without a doubt.
Kurvana yatta karmani bhagavach chikshaya skrit gunanti gunanamani krishnasya nusmaranticha. So Prabhupada's emphasizing in the purport the giving of 50% of, at minimum, he said at least 50% of one's income. Why? Because Wherever the money goes, that's where the heart will be. One will be have to think about. It's like if a man is working for his family, then he likes to have a picture of his family on the office, and because that's who he's working for. Wherever his heart is, that's what he's dedicating himself to. And people become attached to whoever they support, whoever they give. It's like we see even in certain cities, they have football teams or baseball teams. So the people of that city, they give some donation and they go and see and they feel attached by contemplating, by thinking about that. They talk about the players, they talk about the team, they go there. It's an occasion and they become attached. This tendency to glorify someone or something is there. So why not glorify the greatest? Otherwise we'll end up glorifying something that's not very great, and there's no benefit. Whereas if we glorify the greatest, then we get transcendental benefit. I was in Prabhupada's presence in San Francisco at one Ratha Yatra, and they were having a big kirtan inside for receiving Srila Prabhupada. He just came inside the temple, and he passed one old disciple of his that he hadn't seen for some time, one of the earliest disciples, and he said, "Oh, how are you? You're here?" And the kirtan stopped so that they could talk. And Prabhupada said, "So, what are you doing?" And he said, I'm a householder. I'm working outside. I'm doing computers." And so Prabhupada said, "Oh, are you giving 50% of your income?" And he said, "Well, Srila Prabhupada, it's not so easy. You know, I have to pay for rent and this and that." And Prabhupada said, "You must give 50%. And he walked on. He considered that very important. We may think that the money is meant for my development, but actually the money is meant for Krishna's pleasure, and we, being servants, just need enough to keep body and soul together. It's described that Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was very adamant with his grihasthas. In fact, he wanted them to give all their money, like 100%. There's one story of a man who was was earning a large amount of money, was quite a big, professional person. And he was just giving, Bhaktisiddhanta had him engaged, he was giving everything. So that doesn't mean that he was the loser. Because after all, one can live the life of a grihastha the same as a brahmachari or a sannyasi. It's like a brahmachari or a sannyasi, they get up and every day they chant and they do their service for Krishna. And everything goes to Krishna. Whatever they get, if a sankirtan devotee goes out and someone comes and gives a large donation, he comes back and gives the whole donation to Krishna. So, now the only difference is that a grihastha, he has to take a little bit more concern, because he's responsible for not only himself, but a wife and maybe some children. He has to maintain a little, extension office or extension ashram, that's all. He shouldn't think of himself as separate. That now I don't work for Krishna, or now I'm not a servant. No, he's just a servant who's been stationed in a little different situation. Now he works, and of course he should take care of his family necessities, but they shouldn't become very prominent. The whole idea is it should all be for Krishna. The family should be for Krishna. Manasa deha geha yokichumor arpilu tuapade nandikishor. My manasa, my mind, deha, my body, geha, my home, manasa deha geha yokichumor. I offer them all to you. Nandakisha. Manasa deha geha yokichumor arpilu tuapade nandikishor. To your lotus feet I'm offering. Then, even in household or life, one is as good as a sannyasi. He's on the Paramahansa platform. But if he's thinking, I have to accumulate more and more so I can keep getting higher and higher status in the social circles, then he's just becoming entangled like the karmis. This 50% principle was, could say, demonstrated by Srila Rupa Goswami himself. He had at least one boatload or two boatloads of gold coins. Who can imagine what gold coins were worth 500 years ago? How much is it worth now? Per ounce, 200 something? Dollars. So, if you figure a whole boat full of gold coins, it must have been worth, you know, millions and billions of dollars. So he was so wealthy, but he gave 50% to the Sankirtan movement. He kept 25% and he distributed it to his family members. And the other 25% he kept as for emergencies. And that was required because his brother was arrested by the Nawab and put in prison. And so that 25% was used. I think it came out something like 10,000. Remember when Sanatana Goswami was bribing, he had to bribe the jailkeeper. So he offered him 10,000 gold coins. He had such a love. And with that money, he got out of jail, out of the prison. That's emergency money. So, in other words, there's some concession for householders to have some facility. But they should be giving. That's the charity. Dana is the main principle for Grihastha. Or at least one principle. And someone asked Prabhupada, can you explain about husband and wife? They were hoping to get some kind of intimate instructions about what the intimate relationships were between husband and wife. And Prabhupada said, yes. Husband and wife, household of life means after they prepare the meal, they go outside and call out three times. If anyone is hungry, let him come and eat. Let him come and take three times before eating. And if anyone comes, he serves out everything to them. And afterwards, if there's some left, he can take. That's household of life. So I remember thinking I wasn't very attracted to that type of... I wasn't attracted to that. So, because it's quite... But if one just... But actually, yes, that's the idea. He has his own austerities. It may not be exactly the same as a sannyasi who doesn't associate at all with women, or doesn't consider anything to be his possession.
But it's just as valuable if he actually does that. He cooks his food and he goes out and serves and invites everyone to come in and take prasadam. Then he's as glorious. Prabhupada mentioned several times that Lord Chaitanya was so strict on Junior Haridas because he was a sannyasi and he looked lustfully at the young woman. He was so strict that he didn't even want to associate with him anymore. He would not associate with such a sannyasi. But when it came to Shivananda Sena, he even asked about his children and he took pleasure when he had children, which is based, of course, on sex life. But the point is, he wanted everyone to abide by their own particular ashram and their own varna and behave in Krishna consciousness accordingly, not that someone should try to do someone else's. It's not necessary for a grihastha to travel all over the world and preach. It's not expected that he'll do that. If he does that, how will he maintain his family? Of course, if he's very dedicated to the Lord, then he can even do that. But generally, that's not the case. So he can remain stane stitak shutigatam tanuvan manobir. Stay in his position, as Prabhupada says here, but give up this speculative habit. Jnane prasam udapasya namante eva. He gives up the speculation and just hears and chants about the Lord. Then he'll become a great soul. There's nothing wrong with having wife and family. Gurur na sasyat, swajano na sasyan, najani na sasyan, pati na sasyan, namoche et samopetu mirtum. But the underlying principle should be that one should not take a position of leadership unless he can deliver everyone under his care back to home, back to Godhead, to give them liberation. One shouldn't become a guru. One shouldn't become a father or a husband or a wife or mother unless he can deliver all the people under his care. The description is there of the residents of Vrindavan, that they were so absorbed in love for Krishna that they were thinking about him always. And they were singing his glories. Mother Yashoda, they would make up songs about Krishna and his pastimes. Or sometimes the professional bards, you know what a bard is, it's like a poet. Or singers, you know, like Bob Dylan. He's like a modern bard. And he makes up songs about things. And people put them to music and then people sing those songs. So they would have bards would do that. Singers, minstrels. And then everyone would, just like we have songs, right? We do the same thing. But unfortunately, our songs are all about nonsense. Well, mostly. But we do that too. We immediately, when some event happens, I remember when the Americans went to war with Iraq a few years ago, there were some songs came out, especially amongst the, you know, the country western group. They were saying, you know, don't mess with the USA or don't mess with the red, white, and blue. And, you know, it was a kind of, everyone was singing these songs and feeling some inspiration towards their identity with the country. But in Vrindavan, all the songs are about Krishna. Jashomati Nandana Vajabara Nagara Gokula Ranjana Kana Gopi Paranandana Madana Manohara Kaliyadamana Vidana. All these beautiful songs about Krishna's exploits. How he, Kaliyadamana, he subdued Kaliya, the serpent. And he's dancing with the gopis. and Jashomati Nandana. He's the darling of Mother Yashoda. Gokula Ranjana, he gives pleasure to the residents of Gokula. Gokula Ranjana Jana. Gopi Paranadana. Yes, he's the lover of the gopis. Gopi Paranadana Madana Manohara. And he steals away the mind of everyone. Yeah?
You spoke of a speculative habit. I was wondering if you could elaborate a little more on that. What would define speculative?
Yes. Speculation means about the absolute truth. For example, Krishna says that there's no truth superior to him. Mattak paratanam nanya kinchit asti tananjaya. Mai sarvamidam protam sutri maniganaiva. So, now, a person who is faithful, he accepts. It's the highest truth. There's nothing beyond. So that means whatever Krishna says, it has to be accepted at face value. It can't be, it's not that there's something beyond it. If Krishna says it, that's it. But a speculator, he'll say, well, Krishna is a person, and he's saying there's nothing beyond him, there's no truth superior to him, but death is a truth, or what about time, or space? He's situated somewhere in space, isn't he? And if he's situated somewhere in space, that means space is greater than he, is it not? So in this way he speculates. He doesn't accept the words directly.
So can someone have transcendental desires which are like they themselves, either through super soul inside or through reading of the Vedic literature, could they also attain, actually have a transcendental desire just to please Krishna? Could that come on its own accord or?
On its own accord? Everyone in their proper state, in their healthy state, has that desire. Right now, they're just covered. Therefore, the process is to remove the covering, Chaito Darpana Marjana. So after chanting and hearing and devotional service, then the heart will become clean.
Okay, so you're speaking of this chanting and this dancing and this singing and things of that nature, and it states here that that was the lesson taught for preaching the transcendental message by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And so they were talking about giving 50% of their earnings or their money. And so my question is, if someone has a desire to maybe give it to the Mayapur project, or someone has a desire to give it to the LA temple or to RVC or wherever their desire is that a transcendental desire?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what householders do. It's not that Krishna accepts service through all of his devotees. That's the just like generally speaking, for example, generally speaking, when people gave contributions to any of the temples, Prabhupada just allowed the local temples to deal with it. But when someone gave a large donation, Prabhupada took it. Because he didn't want it misspent. And he had special projects. He had a vision. A local devotee, if someone gives some huge amount, he may not know what, he may not be thinking, have the worldwide vision, but Prabhupada had, plans for Mayapur planetariums, and he was printing books, and he was opening, building Krishna Balaram Mandir, and so he knew the importance of those projects, and maybe someone else didn't have that vision. So generally the little donations he would allow, but if someone gave a big thing, he would want to get involved in it, how it was utilized. He didn't want it. Like from, there was one, one occasion someone gave a large donation, and Prabhupada said that money will be used for Mayapur. because they were thinking, good, we'll pay the bills, you know, be free from our local bills. No, Prabhupada wanted them to struggle. Keep paying your local bills. We'll use that money for Mayapur.
So there's also this statement that says, when the deities are pleased, the temple will flourish. I'm not sure if you're familiar with that. Have you ever heard that before, that if the deities are pleased, then the temple will flourish?
No, I haven't heard it, but it sounds all right.
Sounds, you know, like logical.
But of course, flourish, that's also, what does it mean to flourish? Was Vyasadeva flourishing or not? What'd you say? Do you know how Vyasadeva lived? He lived in a little cottage. Do you know how Shukadeva Goswami lived? No clothes even. He didn't even have any clothes. So, Haridas Thakur was living in a cave with a cobra. So what is flourishing? Flourishing means Krishna consciousness is flourishing. Love of God, it doesn't necessarily mean that there's jewels dangling. There may be, but those jewels, they may be dangling, but they may not be visible to the ordinary eye. It's like in Vrindavan. Ordinary person looks at Vrindavan and he thinks, oh, just a kind of a poor village. But a person with transcendental vision, he sees Chintamani Dhamma, that all the trees are desire trees, and the so flourishing, one has to have the eyes to see that flourishing. What is the opulence? The flourishing of a brahmana means his renunciation. Right? Renunciation is the opulence of the brahmanas. So the more he becomes learned, that's his opulence. Like, what is the... There's a nice description that for the cuckoo bird, it's just an ordinary blackbird. It doesn't look very beautiful, almost like a crow. But its beauty is in its singing. Notes. And the different aspects of beauty. For example, a man who's very learned, he may be ugly physically, but it doesn't matter because his beauty is in his knowledge.
So my question is, if someone gives money to a cause, or to a temple, or to a church, thinking that they're doing this for God, are they getting spiritual benefit no matter if the money's misused or not?
Yes. But they should take a little care also to make sure that the money is being used for God. Now, if it's not, if they, with good faith, gave and expected that it would be used for God, then of course Krishna appreciates that effort. But still, there's no harm in taking a little bit of consideration to be sure that my money is not going to be misused. That's also intelligent. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.